obituaries, Savitri Devi Krishnan. We are sad to hear the news of the passing of Savitri Devi Krishnan of Bangalore on April 11, 1998. She was 85 years old. She spent 11 years in Nova Scotia, Canada, mostly in the 1970s, and was a frequent guest and resident of Arunachala Ashrama in Bridgetown. As a young girl, Savitri once sang at the Madras Theosophical Society for Rabindranath Tagore, who was immediately inspired to ask her to return with him to his then small Bengal school known as Shantiniketan. A tall, imposing figure with long white hair and beard, Tagore appeared at first a forbidding personality to her, and she refused the honor. In a canny way, he managed to persuade her otherwise, and her new life under the affectionate guidance of this poet saint transformed her forever. Her musical talents blossomed, and inspiration and devotion to God became the indelible foundation of her life. Savitri Krishnan later sang many of Tagore's songs, some of which were especially composed for her, to large audiences and in recording studios. In recognition of her inspired gift, Tagore once wrote in her autograph book, "If my songs find a dwelling in your voice, I wonder who becomes the donor, you or I." In Nova Scotia, she worked at the Halifax Free School, a special walk-in facility for wayward adolescents. There, she would teach crafts, sing songs, but most of all, offer these wayward children the genuine love of a mother's heart. To her students and the growing East Indian community in Nova Scotia, who adored her, she was addressed only as Mataji, Mother. Our fond and affectionate memories of her will live on, as well as the inspiration and insights she brought into our lives. Mr. Edwin Cornell. From the first day of our arrival at the Nova Scotia Ashrama 26 years ago, Mr. Cornell, the immediate neighbor east of the ashrama, took us under his wing, taught us the country ways, and demonstrated a warmth and wholehearted friendship hard to come by in today's society. He took a keen interest in watching over the ashrama when no one was there, maintaining the ashrama lawns, inspecting the buildings, and plowing our garden with his horses. Every year, up to the last year of his life, he would bring to the ashrama buckets of homegrown corn and cucumbers to be served to our guests at the annual Advent at Arunachala program at the end of the summer. Although he liked to maintain a rough outer surface, his heart was soft like butter, and his insight into life was as clear as spring water. He derived the greatest joys from the simplest gifts of nature and lived an uncomplicated and contented life. By his life and words, we have learned many lessons, and our lives will be much less full by his physical absence.